This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The holidays can be a challenge for families without extra money to spend on toys and gifts. All year, Marketplace's Amy Scott has been following a Cincinnati school in a high-poverty district. She has this story of how the school and community work to give students there a special Christmas.
You guys ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dashing through the snow.
It's the week before Christmas break at Euler School, and volunteers from the Cincinnati Bar Association sing carols in the hallways. Santa Cop pays a visit. And every class, from pre-kindergarten through eighth grade, has a party and presents. They've all been adopted by local businesses. First grader Jocelyn Ellis unwraps a pair of Bratz dolls from a volunteer.
I don't know her name yet, but she's very nice to give it to me.
Her name is Michelle Hines. She works at Paycor, a payroll processing company.
This is one of the big things we like to do at Christmas time, just kind of giving back to the community. And the kids enjoy it. I mean, you see it on their faces, so.
Jocelyn, it appears, is also getting her two front teeth for Christmas. They're just poking through. But she has her eye on a more exciting present.
I also wanted a doggy.
What do you think? You might get one?
I think so, from Santa. He said he might. But sometimes he says that the dogs get pretty cold on the sleigh in the North Pole.
Businesses and charities donate thousands of dollars worth of goods to Euler families this time of year. Parkas for the Ohio winter, baskets of food to take home for the holidays, and the festivities are nonstop. Craig Hockenberry is the school's principal.
We've done a lot to try to make it fun for kids, to kind of take their mind off some of the holiday season, things that they won't be involved in.
The students also give back. This year, Euler high schoolers raised money to help two families in need celebrate Christmas. In Cincinnati, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.